Coffee Break French, Season 3, Lesson 33. Bonjour à tous et à toutes et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome to Coffee Break French. And in this lesson, we're going to be doing things slightly differently. As we explained last time, we've come to the end of our texts for Season 3. However, for the next 8 lessons, we're going to be testing you on the grammar constructions and the vocabulary and expressions that you've been learning over the past 32 lessons using the texts from Veronica, Alf and Katie. If you're listening to the free basic version of the podcast available on our website, then you'll be able to test yourself with 5 translation questions. We'll give you a phrase in English and then you'll work through a translation of that phrase in French, based on what you've been learning. If you're listening to the extended members version, then you'll get an extra 5 questions to translate from English into French, and you'll also be able to try your hand at our dictée, a dictation exercise, something that French school children aren't very fond of. But a dictée is an excellent way to test your understanding of orthographe, the spelling changes that occur as a result of grammar points. And we hope that you find these exercises useful. Okay, let's get straight on to today's set of questions. All of these sentences that we're going to ask you to translate are either taken directly from the texts of Veronica, Alf and Katie, or they're based on something that these characters have said in their diary entries. Okay, so let's begin. Number one, I'd like you to translate into French, "It's a very pretty little town." It's a very pretty little town. Okay, it's a very pretty little town. So we are going to have to think about adjectives and the position of the adjectives in the sentence. Pretty is joli. And little is petit. But in this case, we're talking about une ville. Une ville is feminine. So we have to think of joli with an E on the end, J-O-L-I-E. And not petit, but petite. Petite, P-E-T-I-T-E. But where do they come in the sentence? It's a very pretty little town. Well, joli and petit normally come before the noun. And therefore we get, c'est une très jolie petite ville. C'est une très jolie petite ville. And that's number one. Moving on to number two. Translate into French. He seems happy with my work. He seems happy with my work. Okay, there are a few ways to translate seems in French. Perhaps the best way here would be to use avoir l'air. And indeed, that's what Katie did when she was talking about the fact that her employer was happy. He seemed happy with her work. So he seems happy becomes he has the air happy. Il a l'air content. Il a l'air content. And about my work or with my work in French becomes of my work. He has the air happy of my work. Il a l'air content de mon travail. Il a l'air content de mon travail. Okay, let's move on to number three. Translate this into French. I started to learn Italian at the age of 4. So I started, or I began. You'll be looking for the perfect tense there. The verb is commencer. I started, j'ai commencé. Now, to start to do something in French is commencer à faire quelque chose. You need the à to go with commencer. So I started to learn Italian. J'ai commencé à apprendre l'italien at the age of 4, à l'âge de 4 ans. And you need the en in here for years, at the age of 4 years. Another way of translating this into English would be, I started learning Italian when I was 4. But in French, it sounds natural to say, at the age of 4 years. J'ai commencé à apprendre l'italien à l'âge de 4 ans. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. If you'd like to get more out of Coffee Break French Season 3, why not sign up for the premium version of the course? This includes the language study audio episode, where we go through the text in full and talk about all of the vocabulary and grammar elements contained in the text. We also give you some translation challenges to help you test what you've learned. The premium version also includes lesson notes, where we provide further examples and full transcripts of all the texts and explanations covered in the lesson. You can find out more about the premium version at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Numéro 4. Translate into French. I hope that the children arrive before the end. And think about this one carefully. I am already at the concert or the performance, and I'm hoping that the children arrive before the end of this performance. Think about your tenses carefully. I hope that the children arrive before the end. Now, I was trying to drop some hints there about your tense. I hope that the children arrive before the end. In French, needs to be, I hope that the children will arrive before the end. Indeed, in English, we could use the will form, the future tense. But in French, it has to be the future tense here of they will arrive. So, I hope that, j'espère que, so espérer, the verb to hope, j'espère que, the children, les enfants, will arrive before the end. Will arrive comes from the verb arriver, and the future tense is arriveront. Arriveront before the end, avant la fin. I hope that the children will arrive before the end. J'espère que les enfants arriveront avant la fin. Let's move on to number 5. Translate, I understand more or less what's happening. I understand more or less what's happening. Okay, let's think about this. I understand, easy enough. Je comprends, from the verb comprendre. More or less, another phrase that can be translated word for word. Plus ou moins, more or less. Je comprends, plus ou moins. What's happening? This is a bit more difficult. In French, you can't say what is happening, which would be qu'est-ce qui se passe as a question. What's happening? Qu'est-ce qui se passe? In this situation, you need to say that which happens. Ce qui se passe. Ce qui se passe. Je comprends plus ou moins ce qui se passe. You might be wondering why it's ce qui and not ce que. Well, if it's ce que, the first thing that follows ce que has to be a subject pronoun or a person. Je comprends plus ou moins ce que tu dis. I understand more or less what you are saying. But when it's ce qui and then followed by a verb, in this case a reflexive verb, so there's a reflexive pronoun in there, ce qui se passe, we have to use ce qui. I hope that makes sense. Now, this is where we leave our free subscribers. Again, if you'd like to get the 5 extra questions to test your language and also benefit from the dictée, the dictation exercise that I explained earlier, then you can sign up to become a member at coffeebreakfrench.com.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.